everybody. Despite open borders, staggering grocery and gas prices, and all of the talk of war, there is a miraculous revolution of health taking place across America. And that's because your body is a miracle machine, fully capable of healing itself. That's why we're here today to help you and your body do miraculous things and regain your optimum health. So now is the time for you to learn about the Magic Dycol family of products, the NanoSoma liquid spray, the Metasomer topical gel, and the Metasomer telomerase natural skin cream. Join the revolution of wellness and take back your health by signing up for our free video series at iwantmyhealthback.com/TanyaJoy. Now you can watch our free video series and learn how to take your health back. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/TanyaJoy. That is iwantmyhealthback.com/TanyaJoy. Imagine you can unleash the power of your own body to restore itself. When the Magic Dycol products trigger the nuclear receptors in your body to take care of you in ways you have never even imagined. So go log in now at iwantmyhealthback.com/TanyaJoy. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the set of the Tanya Joy Show. We are so happy to see you here. Thank you for joining us for today's show. We are so grateful. If you are new, I want to remind you to please give us a thumbs up. In fact, I should put it up here. Let's see, where is it? We'll do our little subscribe. Do all of this stuff over here. Subscribe, give a thumbs up, hit the bell. If you're watching us on Rumble, if you're watching us on Bless News Network, the Bless News TV, make sure you follow our channel over there. If you're listening via podcast or streaming, do the same. Follow, like, share. That's where you come in. All of us are working in all these different capacities and we need everyone to be involved. And so if you're somebody that isn't doing maybe the school board, or maybe you're going, I don't know how I can help or be involved, you can be a digital soldier. You can share these types of podcasts out and that will get the news out. Also, this is our QR code. Scan that and you can find all of the links. You can find the website, where to get in touch with us, emails, just all that good stuff. If you love the content and you want to support the content, you can also find that at that QR code. So we are going to get on with the show today. We've got an amazing show for you. There's going to be some changes, just so you know, for those of you that have been following the show, you've heard me talk about, I'm going to be kind of offline for a short time this month because I'm going to be on set in Nashville, but I'm going to do my best to bring you some shows and probably re-air some of the shows that we've done in the past, because we've just had some amazing guests on this show and not everybody catches them all the time. So we're just glad to have you. As a reminder, also, please check out that free video series over at iwantmyhealthback.com/TanyaJoy. Pretty soon, that is going to shift over and you're going to be able to actually start trying those products. And I highly, highly recommend them. Well, I am so excited to finally welcome my guest today. I've been wanting to get her on the show for so long. I was so honored to meet her and get to know her through the Reawaken America tour. My guest today has a just wild background. She has so many accolades. She hears from God. She really moves in the prophetic. She really knows the heart of God, but she also really knows the days we're in. She's traveled the world. I'm going to tell you more about her after the break, after we get back here, but you're not going to want to go away, because today we're going to talk and dive into this huge solar eclipse that is coming on Monday, April 8th, right? And everyone's hearing about it. We're seeing crazy things around the country. And we're going to dive in and see and show you some things about what's really going on, why this eclipse is so, so important. So welcome to the show. I'm Tanya Joy, and this is The Tanya Joy Show.
Okay, well, we weren't
Welcome back to the show.
You as well. I'm so excited to have you both on the show.
And I know we had such good feedback and reception.
General Flynn, what an honor.
Joshua tracked me down in a big tent of about 4,000 people.
How are you?
I am doing so great. Hello, everybody. Thank God I am wonderfully great.
Hello.
Thank you very much.
Because
What is prayer?
I'm just Jewish, you know what I mean? And
I'm thrilled to be here with the two of you.
You too. It's
like, and that's who these crazies, these evil ones.
It is. You said it right. Good job.
Perfect. We are the Gibson sisters. We are so excited to have them on with us on Resistance Chicks today.
Good morning. It's time to rise. These people that get higher up, sometimes I've thought,
well, these are glory days and not gloomy days.
Like, I love that.
It kind of works.
Awesome about the tour is people like you.
Good.
I love the applause. That's cool.
There we go.
Thank
Hi,
you.
Joy. Everybody, welcome. We are so excited. Are you ready to get the show on the road? Let's go. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Today's guest is Sheila Holm. She has traveled around the world. She's an international business advisor and coach, a keynote speaker, and she truly has the heart of the Father. I love it for single moms and for children. I love that, being a single mama. She has been given prophetic vision and words about the importance of Georgia. We're going to talk about that today and the impact of that state on our nation, right? And that actually led her to her book series, which we're going to talk about how you can get that for the sake of America. And as I mentioned earlier, she has a deep understanding and revelation about what we are about to witness with this solar eclipse. So let's bring Miss Sheila Holm into the studio. Hello, how are you? And welcome to the show.
Well, it's good. We've been trying this for a couple of years to make all this happen. So this is really an exciting day for us.
It's crazy how long it took to get this happening, right? But we did it.
But we're doing it. We're making it happen.
That's right. We are here. So first, because my viewers, I think a lot of them know who you are, but just in case they don't, give in your own words, your little background of who you are and what God has called you to. Because I love the backstory for everybody.
Well, I was a corporate director. Then I had a corporation. It was medical legal evaluations. I was trying to make work comp work out instead of be fraud and corruption. And so my corporation was destroyed by the attorneys and judges. And so I had to take them all to trial. And three superior court judges and one top trial attorney in San Diego, who was just awarded by the county the year before, were all sentenced on federal RICO racketeering charges in San Diego. And I didn't know at the time. I just knew they were made a mess of my life and this had to be straightened out. And I was the one who knew what they had done. And so I was the one that brought them to justice. But the FBI should have included me in this process. And instead, they did not. And so now the federal grand jury in 2016 invited me to file my own case. And so I didn't know, but I was the only person, because a watchdog agency, it takes years to get one judge off the bench. And mm-hmm. so here I am as a citizen getting judges in prison, and it had never happened in the history of our country before. So I didn't know that was brand new. And then when I got through this whole process, I was invited by the grand jury in 2016 to file my own case because the FBI had gone forward about the judges and left me out in the wind. And so the White House under President Trump added a case number in 2017. And what was so funny, when Flynn got my books in 21, he said, "Sheila, I need the second edition, Nation Restoration." I said, "Well, it's just my story, sir. I don't think people need to know more about my story." And he said, "Well, there is more to the story." And I'm like, "I just wrote that book." And he goes, "No, Sheila, you wrote it in 2014. And if it hadn't been Flynn, I would have known it's been 2014 to 21. It's probably been 7 years. Instead, I got my hand under the desk and I'm going 15, 16, 17. God, you've had me in Georgia 7 whole years. You know, I mean, it was just like, wow. What is happening? So my life has been a journey with the Father, and I've been on his dime now for more than 30 years. He's taken me to almost every continent. Everything's been on his dime. All the flights, he introduced me before I arrived. People knew everything about me. They knew why I was sent, even sometimes when I didn't fully know, because for their situation, he said he was sending me. And the joke was, in Georgia, I came for 3 weeks in 2013. And it was a specific date God had given me. And so I thought, well, you know, then I'm done. Well, I wasn't done and I wasn't to go back. And I thought, well, what is this about? And here I am in Georgia now, more than 10 years later, more than I am anywhere else. But I'm from San Diego and have been there for a long time. But in God's sense of humor, he had the Brownsville Revival prophet speak to the people in South Georgia. And they said, get ready for the move of God from Brownsville, which was Pensacola, Florida, move into Southern Georgia, and it'll overtake Georgia as a mighty wave. And so they were getting ready for this. They were getting really frustrated. And he kept coming back and saying, don't get discouraged. God's training a person. And the way you'll know them is they will have been all over Georgia by the time you meet them. But God still has them in San Diego in training. I didn't know this. It was 25 years later when I met the man at his six-year-old Bible or birthday party. They wanted me to decorate for Ninja Turtle. And here I am decorating for Ninja Turtle because my host for one night was going to be the photographer for the party. Okay. And then I was leaving Georgia the next day. And the man finds out that he said, now, are you from somewhere in Georgia? And my host, this was saying, oh no, but she's written a book about Georgia. You should see it. And he goes, well, how did you do that? And I said, well, God's had me all over Georgia. And it's a Georgia story because everything they've done to destroy America was always seated in Georgia. The whole Sussman case, people were mad. Why didn't Sussman get arrested? Mm-hmm. Durham wrote the summary, the long summary of that case, because the Russia hoax is all out of thin air. It was all done in Atlanta, Georgia at Georgia Tech. And so the whole thing says Russia Bank 1, Russia Bank 3, Lead Tech 1, Executive Tech 3. All of this is in there, and it's all out of Georgia Tech, paid for by the Democratic Party. And nobody's doing anything about that aspect of it yet. But that was all done so that we could see exactly how they're doing these things. I had no idea. It were named after King George in Georgia. And Georgia by Ukraine, which is now part of Ukraine, over in Russia. So they had a Georgia and we had a Georgia, and this is how they've been controlling the world in these locations. And so God has taught me all of this, but I'm not, and I think we have figured out why we hated history in school is it wasn't the truth. So what I can say that I've been doing
is such a good point.
Yes, he's been uncovering and revealing to me to bring me back to the truth. And now I'm enjoying history because he's showing me the lies.
Yeah.
And saying, this is what we have to correct. And this is where you find it. Because they hid the lies.
Yeah.
They hid the truth. And all we have is lies. And so all you find in all the books is lies. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why we hated it so much. Because it didn't make sense to those of us who are tight with the Father. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of how my story got here. That's how I got to Georgia. People were told I was going to be coming to Georgia. And then when I told him, I don't know why I got this assignment, because Macon is the armpit of Georgia. God, everybody calls it the armpit of Georgia. And I thought you loved me. And why am I in Macon, Georgia? And God said, it's for my people. And I said, what? And he said, how long were you in San Diego? And it was exactly 40 years. And so I'm like, oh my God, this is my promised land. And he said, no, it's a promise to my people. And when you're in with it with God, you're not really thinking about how stupid you sound. So I go, you promised people in Georgia you would send me? You know, and he said, no, you asked for this assignment. And I said, God, I'm not remembering any conversation with you where I even mentioned the name Georgia. And he said, but everywhere I had you around the world, you said, oh, please, God, will you send someone to show the people how to live in faith with you as the people do around the world who have nothing? And they are so tight with you and they so love you and everything works out. And that's what needs to happen in America. So he said, you were really asking for the assignment. And so what I had to do is show you everything so I could send you. And it just, I tell you, it's so emotional to realize that every moment he's walking with us, just like he did every single name in the Bible. Because I kept saying, I'm not a Bible scholar. How can you even use me? And he said, I was walking with them and they told the people the truth. And now I'm walking with you. So it's no different. You don't have to memorize the Bible. And people keep saying, well, you know, I don't find that in the Bible. Well, God's going to keep repeating himself. He's going to stay current with us and show us. And so we've been judging people and not wanting to hear the truth and not thinking yet we are arguing with God. And that's in scripture. Do not be fighting against these things unless you find, because you will find yourself fighting with the Father himself.
Mm. So, man. That's so good. There's so many things in there you said that I want to like jump on. My goodness. I want to make sure we go back and have you explain, because obviously very few people, I believe, understand the importance of Georgia or why it should be important or anything about it, right? Now, the interesting thing that I'll throw in about Georgia is from the entertainment world. Georgia has, when you look at what happened in Georgia based on Hollywood coming in with their big studios and overtaking so much of the government because Hollywood came in, that's kind of how I've always known of Georgia. That's been the big thing for me from looking at Georgia's going, my goodness, look at what they allowed. Like Hollywood came in and this Tyler Perry studio gets built. And not only that, but Tyler Perry is kind of this one who so many looked at as this kind of this Christian person who's now also promoting this transgenderism with some of his earlier characters. Anyway, we don't have to go into that, but it's very interesting to look at how much has come into Georgia and how important that state is and what is happening in that. So can you go into that a little bit before we go into the eclipse and give more background and details? I mean, we know the Georgia Guidestones, and I saw, you know, I know you've talked a lot about that. There's so many hot things that have come out of Georgia. And honestly, I've never spent much time in Georgia. I've driven through Georgia on the way to Florida, grew up driving to Florida, and we always stopped in Macon to spend the night and then get up the next day. That's all I've ever known about Georgia.
Well, there is quite a history. And what I found out when I came in 2013, I came for 3 days and came back for 3 weeks. And it's a funny, funny story. I won a film festival in San Diego with my script about my story. In fact, McIntosh and Otis is the oldest publishing firm in America. And Eva Pryor was going to be producing my film. And then she passed right after There Shall Be Blood, when Daniel Day-Lewis, when they won all those awards. Well, she got to witness all of that and then died like a month or two later. And so everything was me next, but it was nothing because she passed away. And so I heard from a guy that I met in Wisconsin. I went for a few days in December of 2012. God had this all lined up. And so I met with this guy, and then he called me in April. And he said, Sheila, I was just with this producer in Macon, or in Savannah, Georgia. And he said, he really wants to do your script. And I said, when would I ever be in Georgia? I mean, that's how this all started. And he said, when you are in Georgia, you should meet with him. And it's a powerful, powerful story, because when he met with him, he was with Tom Cruise, Ben Affleck, and Morgan Freeman, because he did all the Tom Clancy films. Mm-hmm. And Tom Clancy films are the ones that have been quoted so much by many of the military intel guys because of Red October, Some of All Fears, Clear and Present Danger. I mean, it just, you go through the whole list. It's the wisdom in Tom Clancy was amazing. And so the joke is, there I found myself on the very night that perhaps they took out Tom Clancy. At the exact moment all that was happening, God had me being introduced to that producer in Savannah, Georgia. And I had heard in San Diego that they had five times the number of films in Georgia as what they did in Hollywood at the time. So nobody noticed that Hollywood was fading out.
I know.
And Georgia was taking over. Mm-hmm. And look at the number of TV shows, et cetera, you watch now, they have a Georgia peach at the end and are funded in Georgia. So how is that happening? So there's just a lot going on. When I met with him, he was so compelled to hear more about it. He said, let's have a further conversation tomorrow morning. Can you be here at 10? I said, certainly, sir. I mean, you're giving me time, you know?
Sure.
And so I go to meet with him, and I didn't know when I met with him at that exact moment we met was in the very moment they said Tom Clancy was gone.
Wow.
And so the next morning he was on all these interviews of radio and TV, and he was so apologetic. He said, I'm running a little late because of that. I said, sir, I was just frozen last night. I mean, I'm just like, Tom Clancy? I mean, why Tom Clancy? You know what I mean?
Right.
Because he was so brilliant and gave us so much information. So the humor is, we're just waiting now that the president has given it a White House case number. It's been on IG DOJ Horowitz's desk since then, and we were making such progress in 2019 into all of the infiltration and problems within the FBI, and how the FBI wouldn't transfer my file to the DOJ when they're compelled to do it by law and procedures within the DOJ. They have to share the files. They refused. I mean, just how did all of this happen to this one person? So Horowitz was working diligently on it. We get into December of 2019, and I gave him the additional evidence he asked me to go out and gather. And he said, okay, now we're ready to take some action. And then you know what happened in 2020. It's like, oh God, now what? You know?
Yeah.
But this is what has happened is if each one of us look at our lives, hindsight gives you 20/20. And what you're going to find is that Father has positioned you with people. He has brought people into your life. If you stay tight with him, he's going to keep lining up everything in your path for your purpose and plan to be fulfilled while you're here. And we have great, great days ahead. But there are people who are choosing to do it in their own power. And in your own power, it always fails. Only God's plans stand. And we go into fear, which is why we became a silent majority. And because we go into fear and let the tactics of the enemy, fear, doubt, and unbelief take us out, we end up backing away or not pursuing. And the gift is God has given me the strength and the ability to keep pursuing because I'm not doing it in my own power.
Yeah.
I'm not finding out any of these things in my own understanding. I don't have this level of knowledge. And that's what it means in that scripture. My people perish for the lack of knowledge. Mm-hmm. And people don't continue that scripture. So I will reject your children and your future generations. Like, whoa, wait a minute.
Right? You know,
we don't quote the rest of the, just my people perish for the lack
we
of knowledge.
We pick what we want. Yeah.
Yeah. You got to have God's knowledge. It's
yes.
People perish for the lack of his knowledge.
Yeah.
Because he knows the things that they've hidden. He knew they would do all this to us. That's why his only undefiled religion, see to the needs of the widows and the orphans. That's every woman without a husband and every child without a father. We've let that whole structure all disintegrate. And now we wonder, why is life like this? Why is the world like this? But we didn't do what Father would want us to do because we aren't connected tight with the Father. So all of it comes back to each of us individually. And that's what's so critical coming into this third eclipse, because the other two gave us the pathway. The third one concludes that path, gives us the full message. That's why this is such a powerful time. And then boom, we have that. What will we do with it? So will we be tight with the Father, or we continually go with the world? Because he had me do a devotional, and I hate fluffy devotionals. And so I just said, I'm never going to do it. So 7 years, we're in this conversation. And then I didn't even notice this, but it became so critical that I did 4 books in 1 year, and the devotional came out days before the lockdown in 2020. And I didn't even know that that was happening, but God said, we're not going to do it fluffy. We're not going to use the Gregorian calendar. We're not going to use sun God days of the week. We're not going to use sun God days of the month. None of that is our Hebrew Israelite background. Right. And so he did it just as numbers and numbers of weeks, because Hebrew has so many levels. You know, when they talk about the president operating in 5D,
right.
Hebrew has the letter, it has the pictograph that goes with it, it has the number that goes with it. And when you put those together, you can understand things in other dimensions that he's trying to give you the message of if you understood the Hebrew. Well, I don't know Hebrew. But in 2022, and this leads into these eclipses, I was in the green room of Branson and a couple of the guys, and you just had Bo on, and he just showed everybody again, the 2017 and 2024 makes a big X, and God's going to be targeting America. I'm like, stop. Yeah. And it comes out of my mouth, and I don't know Hebrew. And I don't know if we can do that little Hebrew clip today, but just a couple of weeks ago, I get a Hebrew clip and it confirms everything I said in 2022. And I don't know eclipses. I'm not a scientist, but by being with God, he said, I'm not targeting America. You're not including the third eclipse. There are 3 eclipses. The 3 eclipses are going to form his signature on this nation. God is with us. We just have to get tight with him. The choice is ours. On whatever we do, it's ours. And those 3 eclipses are powerful. Wow. And he's giving us a message. You guys just can't take 2017 and 2024.
That's right.
Because X in Greek is Christ. Well, I didn't know in Hebrew, it is not only Christ. It forms the cross, our salvation. Everything is hidden. Everything is hidden in these 3 eclipses that God is doing with us in these 7 years. And they're the Trump years, 2017 to 24. God is so with us.
I would look. I've got that clip. You could play it.
Can we get the word alphabet?
Hold on. Let me start it over so that we don't miss any. Yeah, I love this. I actually had a guy on my show from South Africa. He's a pastor in South Africa, and he has this deep dive. He teaches the Hebrew and exactly what you're saying. He teaches the importance of just one letter in the Hebrew, it's a whole story. It's a whole song. Mm-hmm. It's so much more. And of course, I think that's partly why our churches, our world, they don't want anything to do with it because it would reveal too much. Okay, let's play this. I want to have everybody.
Where do we get the word alphabet from? That's easy, right? The Greek alphabet. Alphabet, alpha, beta. But where did the Greeks get their alphabet from? Hebrew. Yeah, the language of the God of the Bible. In Hebrew, the first two letters are aleph, bet, which is where the Greeks got alpha, beta from. And the Hebrew language is so cool. It's potentially 3,500 years old, and it's such a brilliant use of language. From people that long ago? In English, everything is phonetic, right? Cat, k-at. That's it. No other meanings. But Hebrew works in at least three dimensions, maybe four, maybe even more. Watch this. The first dimension. It is phonetic, just like English. But in Hebrew, the letters are also pictures. They're pictographic. An example, the sixth letter of the Hebrew alphabet is the letter Vav. Vav stands for nail or post, like a tent peg. Third dimension. Each letter has a numerical value. A, Aleph is 1, B, Bet is 2. So the numbers, in addition to being pictures and having a phonetic sound, a lot of times they add up to equal something relative to the word it's constructing.
Take the Hebrew word for father. Av, Aleph, Bet. 1, 2 equals 3. Hebrew word for mother. Aim, Aleph, Mem. 1, 40 equals 41. Sum of 3 and 41, 44. Hebrew word for child. All right, mother, father, child, yelled. That's 10, 30, and 4. 44.
The fourth dimension, the way that the letters are arranged, have a meaning, which is what we're going to cover today with the Hebrew word for truth, emet. This is so cool. It's so cool. Okay. Emet is the word for truth, and it is three letters. Aleph, Mem, Tav. Aleph, which is the first letter and the number 1, represents God. The pictograph is an ox head. It is the authority or the strength. So Aleph is the oneness of God, the first, the source, the father. The second letter, Mem, means water. Water, which is vital to life. You have to drink water or you will die. If you get dirty, how do you get clean? Water. If you're wounded, you rinse it with water. Running water. John chapter 4, verse 10. Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water. And if you stop drinking water, you will die. If you refuse to drink of the water that Jesus provided." The third letter of emet is tav. Tav is the final letter of the Hebrew alphabet. So in English, we have Z. In Hebrew, they have tav. It is the final letter. It is the completion. It also means a mark, a sign, an omen, or seal. It is the symbol of truth, perfection, and completion. It represents the restoration of all of existence. Jesus is the tav. He is the final letter, which represents a covenant, a seal, a mark, and completion, perfection, restoration. And the pictograph for the letter tav is a door. John chapter 10, verse 9. I am the door. I am the Tav. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. And it gets better. In Proto-Hebrew, ancient Hebrew, the letter Tav was an X, a mark, an X, or a cross. And then the cross changed to a door. It was the idea of salvation, that Jesus would give us salvation on the cross. And by doing so, he became the door to eternal life. A message echoed by the Passover prophecy, where the blood of the lamb over the doorway to your house caused death to pass over. The blood painted over the door in the shape of the letter Tav. Final level, and this is where it all comes together. The Hebrew word for truth is emet, aleph mem tav. The Hebrew word for dead is met, mem tav. The only difference between these two words is the aleph, the presence of God. With the presence of God, we have truth and life. Remove God, we only have death. Dead is defined as deprived of life. Dead is the lack of life. And we have life because He lives. People want to know where life came from? God, the Aleph, He created life. With Him, we have life and truth. And without Him, there is no truth and there is no life.
Wow. Oh, I love that so much. Oh my gosh. What a
Isn't
great
that amazing?
Clip. So yeah. Good. I just love that so much. I have not studied Hebrew really hardly at all. I would love to. I would love to like really learn it, because as a believer, in order to really understand where we are, what God said, what his word says, we need to understand that. And yeah, it's one of those things on my short list that I'm like, I have to start learning how to study. Like, I don't even know how where to start to study it. You know what I mean? Fascinating. And so then we also see that similar letter that's now crossing in the eclipse. That's what's really exciting.
Yes. And I just sent you a text, and I'm looking to send it to you. I'm sending it to you by email also.
I saw this. Okay.
Oh, yes. you're gonna love this, how this relates to the Tav. Okay.
You want me to share that right now?
Can we
share
do
that.
It? The, yeah, let's just 10 dates it. In April. Remember when they told us that, and I went along with it because it sounded right, when they talked about the October days being the 10 dark days, and because they removed, a lot of people don't know this, they removed 10 days from the Hebrew calendar. This happened in 1582, and they created this Gregorian calendar that we're living by. Mm-hmm. And they already had it, but they forced us to live by it. And they took out 10 days in October. So that's when we thought the 10 dark days of October.
Oh, well, now, interesting. Okay.
Now, I've just learned this in writing this book. I'm writing the book. God wants me to do it as a training manual. This is all brand new. This hasn't been shared. But it's a training manual that God wants me to do, because there's 45 points. Isn't it funny? 45th president. Mm-hmm. He was on a Tucker Carlson interview for 45 minutes, and he quoted some of my research. And so it's the 45 points on how to destroy a nation. And I said, God, I've got to counter it with scripture. And as soon as I got it, you know what I mean? And so he said, but I want you to research it backwards. So I started looking at it backwards. And so I did 45, and he goes, you've got to do 44 and 45 together. Well, 44 is about the Panama Canal, and 45 is about seizing us into the world courts, which is what the Georgia Guidestones were about. And I went, oh, God, this is terrible. But God, let me explain to you, like I have to tell God, right? You know, the Panama Canal is like way down here, God. It's just like way down here. And we're in America, and they're wanting to seize America into the world courts. So the two are not really related. He goes, Sheila, all the research is related, because it is related. I'm like, what do you mean it's related? And remember when they gave the Panama Canal back?
Yes.
They said people were protesting for the Panama Canal. So God had me researching it with this. And the thing is, they cannot seize America as a nation into the world courts if you've got land off over here, because that's still American land. Okay. So I do the research. You're going to love this. And there was a 45-minute interview with Tucker Carlson beginning of August. I took the transcript and everything. I can send it all to you. I was so excited because people said, my God, Sheila, right in the middle of it, the president said it was back in 1903. And you know, there was a real estate transaction for land. And that real estate transaction has not been found. And you can't do two treaties in a dollar. The stupidity of this all. And no matter how many times Tucker, between 20 minutes and 26 minutes, keeps bringing the interview back to the current topics, the president goes back to the Panama Canal. And my main question was, so how do they handle the control of the Panama Canal when we were making sure, because that is the fastest point to get from one side of the world to the other. Mm-hmm. And that is used for trafficking, for drug dealing, for all the different trafficking of everything, all happens at that Panama Canal. So I wrote up this research, and he was quoting everything in it. And at the end, like 25 and a half to 26 minutes, he does it for the whole 6 minutes. He keeps bringing Tucker back to the Panama Canal. And at the end, he goes, you know, they gave control of that thing to China. Why would they give the control of that to China? But you know, Xi Jinping is a best friend of mine. And you know, all I have to do is make a phone call and he'll give me the control back. And I went, bingo, we're done. And God said, you're not done. You haven't found the land. So that was last July, beginning of August. That interview was early August last year. Well, I'm driving from a Chicago event with Michelle. I was with Michelle Peterson that you just had on. And when I left that, I'm driving to Reawaken in Vegas, and they had a new magazine I wrote an article for. So I was going to the, you know, to the launch of that. And so I'm racing to get across the country, and God started saying, scriptures won't counter it. I'm like, what? And I'm driving, and he goes, scriptures won't counter what they're doing to you. And I go, what do you want me to do? And he said, I need you to do what you can do about it. And I said, God, I'm going to tell the people the scriptures that we compromised with the world. I'm going to explain to them how we did this. And God said, if you don't turn it into a training manual, if you don't make it so plain for the people to understand how they've compromised with the world system, because if the enemy knows my plan to write a 45-point counter plan, why do my people not know my plan?
Yeah, wow.
That's like, whoa. Mm-hmm. I pulled over. I'm like, whoa. So, okay, so that's what you want me to do. So it was just like 5-6 weeks ago now. And what happened is I'm sitting at the computer and I'm like, God, I can't keep doing this backwards if I don't find the land. And so I started doing the front end, and there's a powerful reason for that, but I want to stay tight on this so you can see how powerful our Father is. And in the communication of being tight with him, and he said, Sheila, we'll put the land in. I said, Father, there's no way to put the land in. I've looked, I can't find any real estate transaction. I can't find anything to conclude it. And now I've opened the door with the president with the information by sending it to key people around him. And so I got to find out the land, and there's nowhere that it mentions it anywhere. Mm-hmm. He said, it's in the second treaty. I said, but I can't get copies of the treaty. And he said, but there is a way. And I said, God, what is the way? And I'm sitting at my computer and he goes, U.S. State Department statement, Panama Canal, second treaty. So I'm typing that in my search. It comes back with one phrase.
So cool.
And it was done by Europeans because it's not our phrasing of the date. What it says is, for the second treaty of the Panama Canal zone. Now that's the land we bought. Yeah. And we had to keep through all of the rainstorms, the tsunamis or whatever they had, monsoons. And they kept coming in. They had to let it dry. Then they had to dig it out. My mom and dad did a trip on the Panama Canal. And we sat down and watched a DVD that they bought together. And I was amazed by everything we had to do. And we lost lives because of all the mud and trying to excavate it all to make it work for the canal. We have given, we lost people to malaria, all that it cost us, plus this land. Well, the Panama Canal zone is so big because we bought all that land. That's the real estate transaction.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
We can't find the other real estate transaction to conclude the matter because it says, per the second treaty on the Panama Canal, the Panama Canal land zone will cease to exist on 1 October 1979. That's European, 1 October 1979, not like America.
Right.
So this was done to us. And so when I told Flynn and my friend who is one of the guys in the intelligence strategy group working on everything they're working on now, I gave it to both of them, and my strategy guy got a hold of me right away. And he said, how tight? Can you make this tight enough to make it into a very brief text message? I said, sure I can, but he said, say enough so you know what it's related to, where you found it. I need to have all the specifics in there, but make it tight, tight, tight to do a text, not an email, a text. I said, okay. It went to the president the very next day. Nobody had ever found the real estate transaction to conclude it because there wasn't one. And the two treaties and a dollar only resolved just passing title back, but it didn't do anything about the real estate transaction. And here we have a real estate attorney.
Yeah.
And so that's what it did. Wow. So now what I've been told is I have to write the book backwards so people can read it forward. So I called the same strategy guy and I said, you're not going to believe this. I said, God's giving me this whole thing to research backwards because he knew about the book. And I said, now he's telling me I have to flip the whole thing. And because I had it all in order, I had it all organized. Uh-huh. And so I'll research it backwards. Now I have to write the whole thing backwards so they can read it for. And he's finishing my sentences. And he said, of course you have to do that. They've done our financial program backwards. They've done our economy backwards. Everything. They do everything backwards. And Sheila, the reason they do that is because they do the opposite of what God does. And,
yes.
And I'm saying, you're saying the same thing God just told me. And he broke down laughing. And he said, now, usually don't you find out what I say and then you go to God about it? You mean you're going to me to verify what God just told you?
Yeah, that's so funny.
It seems so unusual.
Yeah.
So now here we are at this miraculous time in all of history with this amazing message that we're going to get, that we are getting for the completion of on April 8th. And boom, here we are with April having 10 dates that read the same forward and backwards.
Has that ever,
days again.
I mean, has that ever happened before?
Never.
Never, no. Right?
And so you go 4/20/24, 4/21/24. Everything is forwards and backwards. What's in the middle of this? The 23rd is Passover. The 24th is unleavened bread. The 25th is first fruits. God's dates are in the middle, in the heart of where it completely reverses. Everything backwards, forward, and everything is forward, backward.
Yes. Now,
I just sent this. I just got this. I'm sharing it with you, but I just sent this to them. I haven't even heard back from them yet. But can you imagine the excitement of what we can look forward to in this exact time frame? Because everything they've done to us is backwards for us. I have to do it backwards and present it backwards to read it forwards. Because until you really realize the deep of the depth of the evil that has taken us to where we are today, it doesn't make as much sense to see the individual pieces of how they got us here. But we have compromised and complied with absolutely everything because that's what they do. They take you to the precipice until you can't take it anymore. Then they back off for a few days, usually 10. Then they come right back at you again and stretch you a little further. So they do it with art. They do it with science. They do it with everything. But they're doing it from, they create the evil. Then they present us with the problem. And they've already got the solution because they already knew the evil they were presenting to us. And it's in everything they've done to us. And now the backwards, forwards, and now boom, I get this.
I just saw that yesterday.
Yes.
Last night, I just saw somebody else, and I think I reshared it on mine. I thought, oh my gosh. Wow. Okay, I'm going to pull up this now because now we can... I love this. You know, for as crazy of the days that we are in, it's very cool to me that we get to be here part of all this because God picks where we're going to be. Everybody that's here in this time in history, he could have put you at this point in time 100 years ago or 100 years from now. And yet he picked everybody to be here right now at this point in time. And as hard as it is, it's so exciting. Like, I'm really glad I get to be here at this point in time, you know? Okay, let's go on
to
this.
It is wonderful because it has not happened like this. They say, you know, we get major solar eclipses all the time, and they happen in the world. But we haven't had one for many, many years before this, and it's never been sweeping across our country like this.
Right.
The next major, they call total solar eclipse, is going to be North Dakota, Montana, and it's like 24, 25 years from now.
Yeah, 2044 is the next one.
So there's nothing like this. And so here we are. So the first one went from Salem, Oregon, went on out to the East Coast, out into the ocean. And that one went through seven towns named Salem. Then from Salem down through San Antonio into the Gulf again. And now this one's going to come up through Texas again and swing all the way up to Maine.
Yeah.
And so this is what I was saying in 22, that in 7 years, three eclipses, not just two. Nobody was counting 2023. You can't get the whole message if you don't put in the 2023. And it wasn't on any of the maps. And still people are just showing the two. But those three, you see that sweeping sideways slanted A? That is modern Hebrew for EL, which is the Lord over all, which was in that little video we just saw.
Yes, exactly.
And that's, I'm saying it's not going to form an X. It's going to form two crosses. You can't have the two crosses without the 2023.
That's right.
I didn't know that the X in Hebrew, I knew in Greek, the X like Xmas, Christmas, that message, I knew that. But to say they're not targeting, he's not targeting America, he's forming two crosses, that came from God. That's not from me.
And do you know what? I'll throw in, because you know Bo and you've heard his thing. And now, do you know who Johnny Enlow is?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so Johnny Enlow was just on the live streams last week, also talking about the eclipse and talking about Nineveh because of, you know, these are going to be going through all these towns of Nineveh. And he said, here's the thing. He goes, all these people are coming out saying, you know, the judgment, God's coming to destroy us. What happened in Nineveh? What happened in the story? That is not what happened. God's mercy came through because, you know, and nobody, not nobody, but like a lot of people aren't talking about that. They are just going, look out, the world's going to fall. You know, judgment is coming. But when you really look at this, you go, yeah, no, there's something way deeper that's going on. And God's goodness is getting ready to come forth.
Well, I was just on a 2-hour live TV interview last Friday. And this is what the host said, you know, because we were talking about this on the phone and then I was on the next morning. So she didn't realize when you talk about it on the phone, somebody's video on the eclipses is going to come up on your phone. So that's what happened. And it said the Mississippi is going to split. And that is from Louisiana up to Minnesota. That's going to split. The country's going to be divided. Well, that river continues in Canada. So is it going to like tweet us under, you know, and how does it split us in Canada not be affected? You know what I mean?
Right.
People are
right.
not even really thinking. And she said, you know, that's what happens after every eclipse. And I did not want to disagree with her on air. So I waited till the commercial break. And I said, we were both in Augusta when 2017 happened. There was no earthquake and no tsunami. That's what they're saying. The earthquake will cause a break in the nation and a tsunami is going to hit the eastern seaboard and very few people will be above 2,000 feet above sea level and they're all going to drown and, you know, like in the days of Noah. I'm like, enough. You know, like enough. So, but let's, because I've got in here the Nineveh story and it does... It does go beyond. And this one is just telling us the cities that are in peace that it went into. So let's go on to the next one. These are the three and the two crosses, Lord over all. And the next one, this is 2024. And these are the six states. Now there is a seventh state that has a Nineveh, but it's over in Virginia and it's not in the direct path. So God tells you what to do. And God said, just the ones in the direct path. And Missouri is the only state that had peace and it has Nineveh. And Missouri.
Oh, that had Salem from the last time you mean? It had Salem?
Yes, that had Salem, peace. And now this time Nineveh. And it's right at the Mississippi River. And so Missouri was given both messages. Okay, it has both in the direct path. And that where that crosses, let's go on to the next one. Where we're going to see is that it's six. And that to me looks like a wedge. Like when I'm in trouble in golf, which is rare. I'm just kidding. It's all the time. You need a wedge. And that's what it looks like to me. And remember, he said it was a tent peg. It also means beast. It also means the number of man. It's six. And that God said the focus of the six can see all the other meanings. You have to be with the Father to know what it is. Otherwise, you're using man's wisdom, which never stands. Right. Yeah. And that's God said everything in this message is about the relationship and connection with me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the
that's ultimately what he wants. Yeah.
The Holy Spirit in us, operating in us. That's what connects us. Mm-hmm. Like when we first met, it's like we've known each other forever. It's because of who connects us.
That's right.
And there are ancient Hebrew and the lettering of modern is a slanted A, but the ancient Hebrew was much tougher. And the ancient, the Paleo Hebrew is what we're finding all across America. It's been in my books. It's in the first or second book and it's the 10 commandments that we found in New Mexico, but now they're finding them in other states, but they didn't know what it said. And then when I take it to people, they go, oh, well, you know, somebody probably just made that. Who could etch in stone, take the time in ancient Hebrew and put the Ten Commandments so you do not forget it? I mean, who would even do that? So they discredit and dismiss everything that God's people have done who've been on this land.
Yeah.
But the six is so important. Now, the next slide. This is why it's so important. I'm just showing you now the two crosses, the A, and where that cross is at Missouri and Illinois is exactly over this cross. It's 111 feet tall. And it's called the Cross of Peace.
Wow.
and it's right on the Illinois side.
Yes.
So the division in our country, that's why I explained this, the Native American Indians were forced out of their homes, and some of them had 2- and 3-story wooden mansions at the time. That's what they made. And people in that came in as infiltrators took it over and forced, and they had their land and moved them off of their land. And they made them go on where? To the other side of the Mississippi. So the division line of the Mississippi is a focus for us. Mm-hmm. But it's not that it's going to divide the Mississippi in half and split our nation. We already split the nation by forcing the Native American Indians on the other side. And that was done by President Andrew Jackson. That was his third goal. But that eclipse right in that point of that X that forms the cross that gives us the open door is right over this cross of peace. And Alto Pass in Illinois, where it is, that's the tallest pass in the country where train tracks could be built, and they could still survive the height.
Did not know that. I mean, here, this is my state. You know, that's amazing. I didn't realize that.
Mm-hmm.
I was supposed to be traveling. Well, technically am. I don't know quite yet. I'm supposed to be driving on Monday from Illinois down to Nashville. And I really want to go that day because I want to drive through this when it happens and see it. But I'm still praying about it just to be like, Lord, am I supposed to do that? Or am I supposed to go the day before? Like, I just don't know yet. But I so want to do it because I'm supposed to be traveling literally right through this path on that exact day.
He's had me shift everything from asking his permission to saying, thank you, Father, for waking me when you need me, directing me at my path when it's the right time. And I mean, there are times when I lay down and I don't get up at 1 o'clock and leave to get through Atlanta at the right time. But the time that he puts me in the car to get through Atlanta, because I always load the night before. So if your car is totally loaded, there's no delays on human part. Then you just say, Father, thank you that my journey shall begin and continue at the time that's right with you.
Right.
And he'll get you there, even if it's later at night. And and it's going to be great. It's going to be great.
And then in the
next slide, this is the Nineveh lesson.
This is so
and
good.
This is what shocked me, because I added all the scriptures and everything in this, because it never says when Jonah was there.
Mm-hmm.
But God said, if I sent Nahum 100 years later, when did I send Jonah? And Nahum was there in 612 BC. So Jonah was sent there in 712 BC. So Assyria, this is what a lot of people did not know. Assyria, on the ancient maps, it confirms that the king of Assyria took the 10 tribes of the north of Israel, which are considered the lost tribes, took them captive in 721 BC. So it wasn't even a decade. 721 BC to 712 BC. Wasn't even a decade. And Jonah was sent. And God gave me this. Jonah resistance against the Nineveh assignment equals whale time. God has a sense of humor. Did I mean? So he got some whale time. I said, oh, God, you are hilarious, you know. But this is the fun, because we always have guidance in our life. He never leaves us or forsakes us. We don't have a problem getting answers from him. And we just have to thank the Holy Spirit for giving us the truth direct from the Father. And Father, I want your voice. I want to know it's you. I want to know what it is that you want me to do. It's the only thing that's kept me going all these years, because I always left home without an extra coin or tunic. I was blessed where I was. And by the time I got back home, I didn't have an extra coin or tunic, because it always has to be your decision to go. And will you go without an extra coin or tunic? Will you depend upon him? So Jonah went in, and they had 40 days or they would be overthrown. And the king's like, I'm not going to be overthrown. So he complied. They all cried out. God relented. Everything looked great. That's all anybody thinks about Nineveh.
Right.
Okay. And in the Old Testament, if you go from Jonah, which is a short little book, and it'd be a fun time to review it, you only have Micah in between, and it's really short. And then you have Nahum. And I have a little travel Bible, and it always has paragraphs in the front. So if you get the smaller travel Bible, sometimes it'll tell you all the other related scriptures. And it tells some really neat things about Nahum's life. And Nahum really didn't want to go either, but God sent him back to check on the status. And 100 years later, they were back to where they were before they brought the tribes in. It was all pagan, Gentile worship. That's exactly where we're at here. We've made idols of NFL players and basketball players and even volleyball players. And I mean, we just idols of singers and musicians. And and we don't have any idea who they're worshiping. We're finding out some of them now, and we're going to find out it's more widespread. But 100 years later, he goes back and boom, here it is. And this is where we are. And so the result was, it was the destruction of Nineveh. However, what happened to those tribes and their families? If you read Nahum, go read through all of it, and you get toward the end, in those very last verses, God describes, I scattered them here, I scattered them there, and you, king, you will not know where they are. That's why they're still called the 10 lost tribes to this very day, because God lifted up the water. It's in the Apocrypha. And I had a woman comment on an interview the other day. How could this woman be talking about the Apocrypha when Christ never even quoted from the Apocrypha? Well, God wasn't a God through Jesus, was not quoting any books of the Bible when he was on earth for the short period. He was on earth.
That's a funny comment.
God has confirmed if you're with him, he will work with you and communicate with you just as he did with them. They were guided by him before the Holy Spirit. And now the Holy Spirit is making it easier, and Christ made that arrangement. But in Hebrew, it's true. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are one. They said Constantine, the Hebrew scholars said Constantine made all this confusion that you should worship through Jesus in order to get to the Father. Once you become to salvation, you're joint heir with Christ, and we both have the same Father. So we're not, but people are just in Jesus' name, amen. No power in that is Christ. The Redeemer, Savior is the power. So we are not focused on the fact that it was destroyed and so was the king. Only God's people survived. And that's why our military has repeatedly said, we're going to do this with the Father because there is nowhere else to go.
There's nowhere else.
They've ruined all these other nations. I mean, just the other day, a friend, Juan O'Savin, was down in Antarctica for several days. He leaves Antarctica, and all of a sudden, Iran says they own all the property rights to Antarctica. And then, like 2 days later, the announcement comes out. $980 trillion forcibly removed from the clandestine banks of the families. $980 trillion. Our debt, debt clock in America is somewhere around $34, $35 trillion. $980 trillion. And so people start saying, oh my gosh, Sheila, in America, we're going to get $980 trillion. No, they broke the back of Venezuela. They broke the back of Argentina. Yeah. They broke the back of Chile. They broke the back of, they've stolen from all these nations and put it all down. I mean, and he shared, they stole our technical and put it down there. They stole all of the things for us and put it down there. Of course, they put all the money down there.
Sure.
They're saving it all for them because then they can obliterate us. And come back out of Antarctica and have it all new just for them because they're done with us. So,
wow, that amazing. I mean, just amazing. I'm like, my mind is blown, you know, because this is so exciting. I mean, these are just such exciting days. What do you think? Do you believe, or do you think with this eclipse coming? If you got to pick and say, here's what I believe that the Lord is showing me that's coming from this, what would you say?
I think that Father, is, by putting his signature on this nation, is letting us know that it's ours to lose. He's never given up on us. He's never forsaken us. He's never left us on the side of the road with nothing. Mm-hmm. He has never walked away from us. And people go, well, you know, we're turning into like a third world country. Look at the, you know, all the people sleeping in the streets and all the infiltration and the impact and, you know, God has never, ever lifted his hand. If the Holy Spirit backed away from America, it would be a whole different nation by tonight.
Totally. Yeah.
We don't understand how blessed we are. And the thing that really puts it in perspective, God loves us so much, he sent his son. Mm-hmm. He loves each of us so much, he sent you. We can look at anybody in our family or our friends and say, God loves us so much, he sent you to be part of all of this. Mm-hmm. And to get back in touch with that, ask the Father tonight, what is it that I'm here to do that I have not done yet? Is your story fulfilled or is it not? What purpose and plan do you have? When a prophet called me on a Sunday, I was still with my family's couple back in 2017. And I was on my way back the next day to Georgia. And I was going through Nashville into North Georgia that day. Mm-hmm. And I told him you'd have to call on that day because I'm with family. So let's talk tomorrow. So he called me and I missed the Paducah turn. And next thing you know, I'm pedal to the metal. Hour and a half later, I'm almost to Memphis. I'm back in Illinois heading into Memphis.
Oh, no.
How the heck did this happen? Do you know what I mean? Because I'm way off of where I need to be. And there's nothing direct unless I go down through Atlanta. And I wasn't going there because I had to be up in North Georgia. So I went back and I had to cross the Ohio River to get into Kentucky, and I spent the night in Kentucky. It was hilarious. It was hilarious. But this is what he said. And to tell you, the whole thing is just so profound, and it would take the hour and a half. And I should have just stopped the car and taken notes. It was that deep. The wow. man knew everything. God told him everything about my life, everything that had happened. My friend, my family, my siblings had thrown me in the pit, just like Joseph. And I'm living my life as Job because they kept stealing so much from me when it was the whole corporation thing. And none of that ever was returned. And I just keep thanking Father for the double return that Job got, because yeah. it happened with everybody turned away from me, just like Job. It was just like Job experience. And he said, you got to quit living like Job. You're a Joseph. You made an agreement with the Father when you came that you would do whatever it takes to save America. And I just started laughing. I thought that, I said, that is so lofty. I'm like Sheila Holmes is going to save America, you know. And here's the joke. There was only one book out for the sake of America. And why was it Georgia? The word given to the prophets for the sake of America is a huge angelic presence in Macon, Georgia and Moravian Falls, North Carolina. If those were the pillars to the eastern gates where he will return, as the eastern gates would open, it would open right over those Georgia Guidestones in Elberton, Georgia.
Wow.
The enemy has known.
They knew.
Mm-hmm. Everything and countered everything.
Mm-hmm.
And when I told our military guys, I mean, I have a video the day that they went down. So the drone took off the backside
of the Guidestones.
There was a storm and a lightning strike, and there's a V chop in the front, and the lightning struck the front. And that's why they had to take them down the same day. They didn't want them investigated. They didn't want to understand what hit the front. They didn't want to do anything. And it went to their granite museum. Somebody just wrote me about it and said, you know, if you want pieces of it, who wants a piece of that?
Right. Who wants a piece of that? Right. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
But that granite company knew. It was in the newspapers. Nobody seemed to know the history on them. And they called them the mysterious stones, even the day they were taken down.
Yeah.
And the joke is, it was right in the Elberton paper. It said they thought it was a joke by their Shriner friends, which means they're in the shrine, not just Masonic. They've gone into a level of Shriners.
Yeah.
And because they kept charging them more money and they kept agreeing to pay for it. And they thought it was a prank. Now, it's right in their newspapers. But the whole county is Masonic. It's a Masonic founding and the whole county is Masonic. They knew this before God provided that and told the prophets, this is what I have done. To pray in, and they're working on Moravian Falls, but not so much in Macon, but yet.
My gosh.
But they were asked to. Graham Cook, when he left England, God sent him to Macon, Georgia. When I left San Diego, he sent me to Macon, Georgia. And I was there 22 years after him. 3 years later, when I feel I've done enough, I've been here 3 years, I can't get them to keep listening. And so I need to go and send somebody else. That's when they said it was 25 years that the Brownsville Revival Prophets. So God sent Graham Cook 22 years before to say, you've got to unite. You've got to make moves. Uh-huh. You've got to make something happen. You know, don't think about your individual, you know, identities of your churches. Just bring the people to the Lord. Just keep doing it. This is critical. So he was sent with that message. He wasn't sent to New York or Los Angeles or he was sent to Macon, Georgia, his first trip ever out of England. And then God sent me 25 years later.
Sheila, you're just so awesome. I love it. I mean, I just love that God, my favorite thing with all the stuff, you know, is just your heart for God and your understanding and knowing and living in that space of listening to his heart. I mean, you know, literally keeping your head to his bosom and hearing from him. And it's just so amazing. Tell everybody where they can get the books, because everybody needs to pick these up and start reading them. And then I want you to come back again and we'll talk and go deeper into these books, if that's cool with you.
And absolutely. And just to finish that little story about you're here to save America, do whatever it takes to save America. God showed me a vision in that moment of a type style, save America, and some red behind. And he said, and I said, well, you better give me a big confirmation. Long story short, that was 2017. When President Trump left that morning from Andrews Air Force Base and they played the presidential music for him, the 21-gun salute was for him. He said, I thank you for everything you've done and I'll be back soon. Mm-hmm. As soon as he got back to Mar-a-Lago, what was his stationery? Save America. And it's identical to the vision God gave me in 2017. Talk about emotional. And God said, is that a big enough confirmation? This is what I mean about having a relationship with him. There's nothing that compares. And I was just invited because my friend who went with me to the America First Gala, my first trip ever to Mar-a-Lago in 22, couldn't go in 23. And so I started telling people, well, I can go, you know, can you guys go? And next thing you know, I've got three tables of people. And because I did that, they gave me the whole week in the president's strategy sessions. Oh, I was just so honored. And I didn't look. God kept saying, look at the book, look at the book. And I said, well, the book is a schedule, God. And I'm trying to tell God that I know more than he knows. I do it all the time. And I said, you know, God, and he said, God said, no, open it, Sheila, and look at the theme. I said, well, the theme is about America First. And God said, look at the theme. He just kept saying it. So I asked my friend Stacy, I said, God keeps wanting me to look at the theme. And I don't know what it means about the theme. And she said, you've got to look at the theme, because she knew about that vision.
Wow.
And the theme was Operation Save America. The whole week that I was given for free, because I had three tables of people coming instead of just one friend.
Yeah.
Operation.
Wow.
Save America. So the books are at hisbest.org. You can get them at bookstores. You can get them at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. They're printed in Canada. They're printed in Australia, Italy. They're even in Japan. They're printed. I didn't even know about that.
I love that.
So, but they're all through the European Union. I've made sure that they're printed so you don't have to just get the eBooks, because everybody that had a Nook, remember, and they bought thousands of books and then the Nook process went away, so they lost all their books.
Yeah.
So I made sure that as many countries as possible could have them in print.
I love it. I absolutely love it. And we're going to definitely have you back so that we can keep talking about this, because I know we could spend hours. You just have, you're such a wealth of knowledge because you spend time with the Father. So I just love it. Thank you so much for finally, I'm so grateful we finally got to do this, and it won't be the last time either. So we will do this much faster next time. I'm just so grateful. So hang tight. I'm going to wrap this up and then I'll be back and I'll see you in just a minute on in the back studio, if you will. You all, thank you for joining us. As you know, we end the show with a scripture. And so today's scripture is Genesis 50:20. But as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good in order to bring it about as it is this day to save many people alive. And that is the New King James Version. I thought that just was so fitting for what we've talked about today. So be of good cheer. And if you don't know the Father, ask him to reveal himself to you. He will show you, I promise you. Thank you so much for watching. Remember to share this with your friends and family. And until next time, bye for now.
Here's a nutritional hack anyone can master. Replace a meal a day with our Kingdom Feel.
Or if you're a mosh from the gym, add a shake to your daily meal plan.
Our unique meal shakes are balanced, low glycemic, rich in fiber, 20 grams of clean protein, essential vitamins and minerals, healthy fat, and organic fruits and vegetables.
Kingdom Feel is vegan with a complete amino acid profile.
Bottom line, it's a simple start to a transformed life.
No gimmicks, just results.
Start today.
When I started MyPillow, it was just a problem solution, one product company. Well, since then, with the help of my dedicated employees, we now have hundreds of products, some you might not even know about. To get the word out, we're having a $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. And for the first time ever, our six-pack towel sets, you guessed it, just $25. Our brand new four-pack dish towels, $25. And I've never done this before. Premium MyPillows with all new Giza fabric, any size, any loft level, even king size for only $25. And there's so much more. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code for our $25 extravaganza. Order $75 and over, your entire order ships absolutely free.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Beauty for Ashes with Tanya Joy. Please subscribe, hit the notification bell, and leave us a comment below. Lastly, if you've enjoyed today's podcast, share with those who came to mind. Be blessed, and remember, you were created for such a time as this.